Tonight at the Royal, the Iron Maidens will be performing, and it's been a couple of days since they've been here, so can't wait to see the show tonight. Ladies, join us right now. How y'all doing, man? Just walking in the studio right now, so guys, go ahead and get comfortable. And
yeah, they do have their PJs on. Well, I mean, you know, they're rock stars, right? This is morning. It's not even morning yet. We got them up before morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, just getting home and getting to bed, and here you are, man. So what's going on, man? What's been happening? How you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful.
Yeah?
How are you?
Doing fabulous today. It's Friday. Got the weekend. You guys are here. We got something to kick the weekend off with. Iron Maidens.
Awesome.
Where'd you guys fly in from?
Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles?
How was San Jose? Wet?
Moist? Oh, I mean, sorry. That's a. I know. As soon as I said it, I cringed too. I felt bad. It's better than Chafee, though.
It was nice because we didn't have to get off our plane, but we just kind of went and moved ourselves up to the front of the plane.
Perfect.
To the seats that everyone pays to reserve.
Nice. Nice.
That's where you guys should be sitting. Yes, you did.
Excuse my ignorance, but do you guys have an album out at all?
We don't have anything out currently. We had some out like maybe 6 or 7 years ago, but
yeah, they're all out of print.
Yeah, they're all out of print. The plan is to go into the studio as soon as possible and record with our current lineup. So
very cool. I was gonna say we have the last lineup was this picture here.
Holy dear
last
Lord!
Time you guys were here.
Oh my gosh, that was like ages ago.
That was a long time.
I know
ago.
That bass player.
When was that? What year was that?
Does it?
You're still in that. You're in that picture. You don't. You haven't aged a minute.
Photoshop. Virtual Photoshop.
So you guys are extremely talented on your instruments. Do you ever think about doing something original, something on your own?
Yeah, I think we've all thought about that, but
yeah, I don't know as this group because we spend enough time together. I think we kill each other, but
yeah. Because I picture you guys playing and, you know, somebody going, hey, I got this really cool riff that I've been going through my head. And then, you know, you play the riff and then somebody else goes, oh, God, cool. And then plays a bass line to it. And then somebody starts coming up with words. And you go, God, it sure be fun to do that, make our own song and do that.
People ask us about that all the time. And we talked about when the next time we record to maybe throw in an original.
Yeah.
That would be cool. So do you guys look at, I mean, because obviously you do Iron Maiden's show, basically. Mm-hmm. Iron Maiden show as the Iron Maidens. Mm-hmm. But do you look at yourselves as like, hey, we're a girl band or we're the Iron Maiden tribute band? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, we totally consider ourselves major rock stars.
That's yeah, that's what I look at it too. It's like I don't just I don't pigeonhole
it. I'm a kid.
You know what I mean? Because it's, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's girls doing that. It's like, no, they kick ass. It doesn't matter if they're girls or guys. Do you look at it that way? Or
girls, but so what?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I don't think we even think about that.
Good. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Other than, natural thing, yeah. You know, you can ask a band member for a tampon, but
I'm glad I'm not in the band.
Yeah. Could, but we'd use them.
Did you guys was Iron Maiden like a big influence in your lives as you grew up, or is it just something
not
you guys connected to? Not really.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
She's queen
yes.
of sarcasm.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes. As the drummer speaking, that's the reason I started playing drums.
So for sure.
So really, so totally. you hear Iron Maiden, you said, "I'm doing this."
Yep. That's what I wanted to do the way that they did because of their energy and the amazing music that they do.
Does it amaze you when you look at a band like Iron Maiden that's still going now as it's as strong as ever? You know what I mean? Or
yeah.
Be even bigger than ever, playing worldwide stadiums. I mean,
absolutely.
It just doesn't end. It's amazing to me.
I'm blown away because really, like you said, I think they're bigger than ever now. I mean, yeah. Just headlining Sonic, you know, Download, all these festivals, the headlining, huge gazillion people there still to this day. I love it. I'm
and
so happy
like,
for them.
It's like second, third generation because they bring their kids.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah.
Kids, grandkids.
Have you ever had an opportunity to sit down and chat with anybody in Iron Maiden?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some have.
Some.
Do they think you guys are pretty cool? Or are they bugged by it?
They deal with us.
They deal with us.
Tell the story. It's a good story. Tell the
story.
Mexico City story.
Which story? Mexico City.
We got a little story for you.
All right, we need Mexico City.
I think around 2006, it was quite a few years back. We were on the same bill as Lauren Harris, Steve Harris's daughter.
Okay.
You know, while Iron Maiden was in town. I think Iron Maiden was going to play the next day.
Now, is she the one I heard she's hooked up with the new guitar player from Judas Priest? Is that true? Or they were friends or something? I don't know if that's true or not.
Let's just do
vicious and unsubstantiated rumors today. How's that?
Yeah. Choir. I don't know. But anyway, Steve Harris came, of course, to support his daughter. And,
no, he came to support us.
He stayed for our set as well. So that was a little nerve-wracking, and we were excited. And I also saw this dancing hat in the rafters, and that was Bruce Dickinson. So Bruce Dickinson was also in the audience.
Nice.
Steve, I think he likes Iron Maiden too.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I heard their crew had a great time, and Steve let us know he enjoyed the show afterwards. So it can't be any better than that. So that was a memorable experience for us. And
that's
cool. Hopefully something like that might happen again.
I've read stories where there'd be a tribute band playing, and one of the members from the band that was, you know, who being tributed, came and actually joined in with the tribute band. I think Steve Tyler did that once.
Oh, gosh, that'd be great. We would love that.
I might let Bruce handle a verse or two.
If you can hit the notes, dude.
But we have shared the stage with their keyboard player, Michael Kenney, several times.
Awesome. So, yeah. Go ahead.
We did a jam night one night with Nico McBrim. Yeah. So
that'd be so cool. And Bruce is such an amazing singer. It's got to be tough.
You know what I have in my arsenal is the fact that I am female.
Yeah.
So it makes it easier to hit those higher notes. He is incredible. And to this day, and the thing is, he's doing this all while he's running around and jumping. We played in Venezuela. Like 40,000 people, and it was a huge stage. And I'm like, okay, I gotta bring the show, man. I gotta run around and jump over monitors and shoot stuff. So I get out there and I run and I jump over. We open with Aces High, and I jump over a monitor. And is it Venezuela? Is that a high altitude too? I don't know, but
probably
winded. I was like, oh my god, how does he do this? I remember I turned around and I was like mouthing, I can't breathe. I was like, there goes the sirens. Yeah, so the fact that he is doing it to this day blows my mind. He's just
and so many people as they get older, their voices start going away. His, no way, man. He sounds great.
He sounds amazing. He has all the physicality he's ever had. He's a god.
Well, you sound great also. Going along what Alan asked a minute ago, did you ever sing Iron Maiden before you joined this band? Were you into Iron Maiden, or did you join the band and go, okay, I got to learn these songs?
Heck no. No, I mean, I was a huge fan. In fact, I stalked these girls. You know, I was in a cover band on the East Coast, and we played Maiden. And, of course, it was me and a bunch of dudes, and we're like, we just want to play Maiden all the time, but no one will come, we played bars, and you got to play like the stuff that the girls will dance to and all that, but we just want to play Maiden. But anyway, so I found out about the Iron Maidens online, and I was like, what? Wait, what? I was like, I want that job. I want to do that. And I stalked them, and I threatened their families and their pets, and I said, let me join the band or you'll die. And
actually, she owned a vegan bakery, and she said she would bring us vegan donuts.
I did.
That's what did it?
Yes, I seduced them with vegan brownies.
That's a lot different than you're going to die. Vegan donuts? Come on.
All right. Well, it's up to you which version of the story.
Yeah. All right. We heard both versions. You can take whichever one you want.
So for people that haven't seen you, what songs do you cover?
Oh, that's a long list.
Yeah. Okay. The obvious radio songs, right? Do 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, sure. The obvious radio songs, but we love digging in and getting those deep album cuts, too.
And that's cool because they don't play them, so it'll be cool to hear you do them.
Well, 50 or 60 songs, repertoire.
Nice.
Really?
So, how long is the show? So, people going tonight, how long do you guys are on stage playing?
Between an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Oh, nice. To hear an hour and a half of live Maiden songs. That's cool.
And one of which they have never performed live before.
That's right.
Not going to tell us? Maybe. Have to go to find out.
You have to go tonight to find out. And I think we do have, do we have one more pair? We have one more pair of tickets if the next caller, what, caller 10, wants to go to the show, call now and we'll get you into the show. You got to be 21, but you can go to the show tonight at the Royal. Everybody else, you got to pay.
Oh, damn.
Have you, you haven't played the Royal yet, right? This is your first time at the Royal?
I think so, right?
Yeah. It's good. It's the stage is a little tight, so it'll be perfect.
Cozy, intimate.
Yeah, that's what she said, I think, yeah.
And hopefully it won't be raining because sometimes it gets a little moist on stage. You guys can't wait for the show tonight. Thanks for coming by, hanging out with us. Go home, get a nap.
Yes, and,
thank
and
so
thanks
much.
For coming straight from the airport. That was really cool of you guys.
Our pleasure.
Right on.
And everybody go tonight. You're going to enjoy it.
It's Mick and Alan K. Bear.